The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We will turn our attention back again to Rome and the Vatican City, where preparations are continuing for the funeral, of course, of Pope Francis, who died over the Easter weekend. Joining me now is a man who met Pope Francis more than once, I understand, the former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. Leo, you're very welcome to the show. Before we talk about his legacy, like I say, you met him and had a sit-down meeting with him on at least one occasion. What did you make of Pope Francis, the person?
Yeah, well, look, first of all, just really wanted to say how sorry I was to hear that Pope Francis has passed on, and to extend my condolences really to his friends, his family, and of course, the wider Catholic and Christian community who are very much in mourning now. I had the privilege to meet him twice, once very briefly at a conference in Rome when I was Minister for Health, but then more substantively when he visited Dublin back in 2018. And I have to say, it really was one of the highlights of my time as Taoiseach to be able to welcome the Pope to Ireland and to get to talk to him about some very different issues. And I think fundamentally he was a very good man, somebody who prioritised pastoral care and good works and care for people ahead of doctrine, although he was very much a man of faith. And I think also somebody who helped people who maybe felt a bit marginalised or remote from the church to come a bit closer. And I think that's probably going to be the overriding legacy.
When you spoke to him about some of those, you know, more difficult issues, be it around abuse or some other aspects of the church's legacy in this country, how did he respond to that conversation?
Well, look, he certainly listened, and he certainly wanted to engage, and was aware. And you'll recall at the Mass in the Phoenix Park, he raised the issue specifically and begged forgiveness, which I think was very significant. I don't think any previous Pope had done that, certainly not in Ireland. We then had follow-up between the government and the Vatican at different levels. I've listened to some of the representatives of survivors speak over the last couple of days. I know they feel that he could have done more, and you know, it's impossible to argue with that, but I do think he was genuinely interested, genuinely concerned, and genuinely wanted to do what he could to put things right.
What was his, in your mind, his broader legacy?
I think I suppose it's hard to make that judgment now. You can really only make those after time, and we'll have to see what comes next, of course, because that will frame that judgment, or who comes next as Pope and what approach he takes. But I think certainly for me, you know, as somebody who was born and raised a Catholic, who did my communion, my confirmation, a lot of the time I felt the church wasn't a place for me. And the kind of things he said about gay and lesbian people made me feel more comfortable going to Mass and attending services. And I know that's not just true for us, it's true for a lot of people who would be minorities or would have felt marginalized within the church, that he made it a warmer place for people. And I think that's really significant. Even the places he would have decided to visit around the world, you know, South Sudan, East Timor, places like that. I think he was very determined to reach out, and I think that's an important part of his legacy.
Yeah, and despite that, you know, the numbers of people going to those church services in this country didn't experience any degree of uptick, despite, I would suspect, the generally warm regard that most people in Ireland would have had for Pope Francis.
Yeah, well, I think you have to bear in mind that the Catholic Church is a global institution, and it is very much growing in some parts of the world, you know, particularly in Africa, for example, and in Asia. And one of the things that I noticed during the election was one of the last times that I stood outside churches on a Sunday canvassing was that a lot of the migrant communities attend Mass in very large numbers, you know, Indian Catholics, Filipinos, and so on. So maybe that's a reflection, I think, in many ways, of the changing face of the church.
So does it matter, do you suspect, to most people listening to this who are maybe in the category you would have described yourself as, you know, somebody who's been brought up as a Catholic, went through the sacraments, but has drifted away from the church and doesn't feel any kind of compunction on a Sunday morning to get up and go to Mass. Does it matter to them who the next Pope is?
I think for everyone, everyone's different and everyone's faith is personal. For people of faith, for regular Mass goers, for people who pray, it's going to be very important. For those of us who perhaps are secular Catholics, if there is such a thing, certainly for me it is important too, you know, because the things that Pope Francis said around climate action and the need to protect creation, the things he said about trying to treat refugees with decency, the things he said about minorities like lesbian, trans people, they did matter, because at the moment in politics there is a lot of populism. There's a white Christian nationalism that is very strong in certain parts of the world now. And those people don't believe in climate action. They want to mistreat migrants and refugees. They want to take away rights from minorities. And they claim that God is on their side. And for somebody like Pope Francis to say, well, actually, no, that's not my interpretation of the Bible and the and scriptures. I think that really mattered and made a difference. Maybe not hugely in Ireland, but made a difference in other parts of the world. You know, it's easy in Ireland where we have where we almost have equality and we have things like marriage equality. We're only one of 30 countries where that's true. There are 70 countries where it's still illegal to be gay, for example. And for him to speak out against decriminalization, I think, was very brave. I think a lot of people in some parts of the Catholic Church didn't like it, didn't want him to go there. And it does make a difference in those countries. It makes a big difference. So even for those of us who are secular in our outlook, the papacy is still a really important position, particularly internationally. So short answer to your question is yes.
You've touched on it there to a degree. I wonder, and it sounds slightly counterintuitive, but I wonder, is the next Pope almost more relevant from a political point of view in Europe than from a religious point of view? And what I'm getting at there is, were the next Pope to be slightly more reactionary, conservative, traditionalist, whatever adjective you want to use, but were they to kind of espouse much more traditional views than Pope Francis might have, you could see how that's kind of grist to the mill of the Viktor Orbans of this world, as it were.
Yeah, that's potentially the case. You know, people who would be happy to ignore the words of the Pope would seize on them if the words were the right words, and that's the nature of politics sometimes. So I think that's probably correct. But, you know, every pope is different and every papacy is different. I guess we'll just have to see what the cardinals decide.
Leo Varadkar, former Taoiseach. Leo, thanks so many for speaking to us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.